All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is...
Live the Lair!
No, it's pre-recorded. This is being filmed on January 20th, 2025, and I'm going to be covering psychological operations. All right, now, a lot of people are like, oh, it's so boring, PSYOPs is so boring. It is, but you're seeing it play out in real time here with this wildfire craziness that has taken place in California. And I want everyone to pay attention to how the media is going to spin this and make excuses for this happening.
A World Without Men is an analysis of what an all-female economy would look like. As the war on the sexes crosses into its seventh decade and the intersexual screaming reaches a fevered pitch, did anyone actually take the time to see if women's original claim was at all in any way true? That women are not dependent on men? That women truly and factually did not need them?
No!
Ask and you shall receive. Pick up your copy of A World Without Men, an analysis of an all-female economy by Aaron Clary, today. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the Meat Gazer box. Because if you don't, you're internalizing your misogyny, weh!
They're already screaming about climate change and what have you. You know, the winds and the drought. All right, you figure you live in California. Wildfires are nothing new. Neither are the droughts, and we've seen this cycle play out over and over again.
You see this? Huh? See this? This is sand. Yeah!
You live in a fucking desert!
Let's just be honest. It was, in my opinion, very convenient.
Okay, how convenient?
All right. Now, with that being said, we have insurance companies out there who are not stupid. They know how to mitigate risk and see when risk is taking place. A large majority of the companies that do property insurance in California have bailed. And I know there's people out there like, well, that's fucked up. Okay. I mean, it is screwed up if they, you know, you call them with a claim and like, no, we're canceling. I gotcha. That is screwed up three ways to Sunday.
Parents' home. They got canceled from their fire insurance.
They knew this was going to happen, or they warned the people in charge that this is going to happen. And insurance companies leaving a market like California, where a large majority of the wealthy people in this country live, that should be a flare of warning to everyone. And if that was ignored, there are some questions that need to be asked, like, was this allowed to happen? Did they want it to happen? Because this is very similar to Maui. Huge fire, a lot of individuals burned out, and BlackRock and these big, you know, pension funds swoop in to buy property pennies on the dollar. Especially if you've owned the property, it's been in your family, passed down generation to generation, and all of a sudden you can't afford to rebuild, and you got to do what you got to do. You got to look out for your family. I get it. But it just seems suspicious to me that we have literally been dealing with the whole propaganda thing for quite some time in this country. And Barack Obama basically got rid of one of the laws that made it illegal to use propaganda within the confines of the United States. And they went hog wild with that. I believe that was in 2012. And you can argue that they were using propaganda, you know, decades before this. Because if you do your research, we've had alphabet agencies running tests on our population for quite some time. And I know people are like, oh, Pop, he's such a conspiracy theorist. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Look it up. Just look it up. So do I think it's absolutely possible that some rich individuals taking directions from the 30-pound brain individuals who want to make yet more money and turn more people into slaves or peasants?
Help! Help!
up! I'm being repressed, bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh?
Like, don't worry. When this is all over, you're going to have millions of dollars. You're going to own a house. It's all going to be good. You're going to get the soft landing. And who's to prove that that didn't happen? Because they enjoy this thing called qualified immunity, where they can make these crazy calls. I mean, that's what happened in California. Like, they refused to cut down the brush. You know, a couple of the, basically, the water reservoirs were empty. And rumor has it, when was it, Schwarzenegger was the governor of California, there was people pitching ideas to have a parallel water supply put in right next to the fresh water and basically pump salt water in an emergency situation into, you know, the fire hydrant systems, so they at least have something to fight the fires with. But, you know, that didn't happen because of this and because of that. And we have so many weak-minded people out there that are so susceptible to this psyop influence we have going on.
Stand by for mind control.
There's a word for that, actually two words. They're called useful idiots. And they are literally the army within that is going to destroy this country from the foundation up. And they've been doing so roughly, I would say, since the end of Vietnam, or at least during Vietnam.
DI, your government lies to you every day, poor soldier.
One cut here, one cut there, until you're bleeding so much, you just, it can't be sustained. Now, Newsom, you know, the guy who's running the show in California, he's going to get a pass. He's going to get a complete and utter pass for this incompetence. And I'm being nice when I call it incompetence. I think it was deliberate. They wanted this to happen. This is strictly my opinion. I mean, you had these insurance companies like, no, we're out. We are not going to cover this. We cannot be solvent and rebuild all of these houses because it's just too goddamn expensive with all of the regulations and bullshit California has. So let me get this straight. Your house burns down. So they're going to go back and forth on what they're going to pay you in regards to the coverage that all the insurance companies do that. Now, technically, like where I'm at, your house burns down. They actually have a fund where they can put you up somewhere else until your house is either torn down, cleaned up, you take the check, or you rebuild it. In California, they can't afford that because it's going to take 3 years before they start breaking ground on thousands of houses that have burned down. That's how insane the permitting process is in California.
We are going to do everything we can, slashing regulations.
They're safe. You know what they're not safe? They're not safe now.
And they're bitching and moaning, like, we need to have the federal government come in and help us out. Because, all right, well, where was all of that? Where were they bitching for the federal government to help the people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Florida, Louisiana, when that hurricane went through and just decimated whole areas of that country that normally never see that kind of shit? But all of a sudden, oh, we got to have the federal government swoop in and pay for all of the incompetence and bullshit that's been going on in California for decades. Now, don't get me wrong. I think they should get their $750 check just like the North Carolina people got, and that is fuck all. Why should I, as a tax-paying American on the East Coast or in the Northwest, have to flip the bill for California and their goddamn incompetence? Because Newsom's going to get a pass. You know, maybe he'll resign. Oh, okay. What else are you going to do to him? Because he's immune.
It's just been revoked.
So you can have a 30-pound brain billionaire guy finance a governor for a state, influence him to be totally incompetent, cause all kinds of damages and problems, get a pass, and Newsom's going to get a pension on top of this for failing. What kind of shit is that? All right, there needs to be a rehash of this system we have here. Like, you want to be the leader, lead. Don't be corrupt. Don't be incompetent. And if you are any of those things, you should pay the fucking price, period. That's the only way this shit is going to get fixed. We have corruption everywhere. We got it here in Michigan.
Bitch got a penis. Bitch got a penis.
It's all over. And it, like, Chicago is nothing new. There's all kinds of corruption in those places. It needs to be fixed. It really does. You own a piece of property. You shouldn't have to wait years or spend tens of thousands of dollars to utilize your property that you fucking own the way you want to use it. And I'm hearing all of this stuff about mass condos. They're trying to sell it that way to, because there's a housing crisis in California and they want to do these mass condo complexes. This is nothing new. It's been done before, and they've always been called the projects, because that is what happens. It turns into an absolute shit show.
We have a capital. Now it's a rat-infested shithole.
And we're hearing talk about these 15-minute cities. Yeah, well, I mean, that's really big in China. And for those of you that didn't really pay attention in high school to history, it's been done many times in the past. And usually there was words like villages, hamlets, fiefdoms. It's called feudalism.
Who's that then? I don't know. Must be a king. Why? He hasn't got shit all over him.
And now in this country, you should be able to travel wherever you want within this country without having to show papers or justify our movement to anyone in any way, shape, or fucking form. But I'm just telling you right now, they're going to try to psyop everyone to fall in line and allow this shit to happen. And they're using climate change as an example. So let's just, I just threw this up there. I got a couple of sources I'm going to run through here. All right, now this here is the Pentagon PSYOP scandal demands an urgent debate on propaganda and ethics. Again, they're calling it PSYOPs that was connected to social media, Twitter and Facebook, which literally are censoring the citizens of this country. And these huge social media platforms sit there and say, no, we're a platform, we're not a publisher. And they're allowing PSYOPs to be done by our very own government and censorship, because they are linked. If you don't want the truth out there and you only want one narrative, you censor the truth and you allow the narrative to play over and over and over again until people believe it. It's just that simple. I'm not, like, you don't come here to have me read your article, so I'm not going to do that. But I'm just saying that there is eyes on this. It is not being covered by mainstream media. It's you see it here and there, and they just kill the story because all of our media is owned by six corporations, which is owned by billionaires who literally want to tell you what to think. And they want to control you in every way, shape, or form. And they have no problem burning down whole swaths of cities to make it happen. All right, so let's move on to the next one here. All right, now this here is an actual FM, which is field manual for the United States Army, on psychological operations, tactics, techniques, and procedures. Now, this one's dated from 2003, but I can almost guarantee you, after 20 years, they've just added more pages to it. And this one is 439 pages long. They have this down to a science. They've been influencing, you know, enemy personnel and enemy countries using PSYOPs, I would say, since the Revolutionary War. It's a weapon, straight up. And the officers that do PSYOPs, the higher level ones, they have, you know, masters and PhDs in how to do this. And I can almost guarantee you, when those guys retire, they're working for a corporation to forge PSYOPs to influence you. All right, now I'm just going to go through this real quick. Now look at this shit. Preface, overview, command and control of PSYOP forces, intelligence, preparation of the battlefield. This is basically where you look at the battle space, you dissect it, so you know exactly how it works, and then you move on from there. Here's the planning process, your target audience analysis, PSYOP development, evaluate the, you know, of product effectiveness, and it goes on and on. I have been in the room, because I was civil affairs, on several operations where I am literally planning operations right alongside PSYOPs, because they work hand in hand. Psychological operations is a weapon, and it is being used to influence the people of this country. And you really need to start asking some goddamn questions why this is allowed to happen. And we have officers that run PSYOPs. We spend millions upon millions of dollars to train them, pay them, get them up to speed on how to do their job, which is supposed to be used against enemy forces. But then they retire, and that expertise is literally used against you by the corporations. Don't believe me? See if you can find a commercial that isn't interracial. I dare you.
I triple dog dare you.
See if you can do it. They literally did that, and you didn't even notice. And it's going on all the time. All right, so let's move on to the other one here. Hang on. You guys got to love it. Okay, now this one here, propaganda. All right, they talk you. They try to convince you, deception, disinformation, misinformation, and propaganda. It's all propaganda. Some of it might be done by accident. It does happen. But most of the time, they're trying to put the screws on you. All right? And these are, if you read through this, again, you don't come here to have me read to you. I'm just showing you the deal. Now, this is disinformation.ch. The FM came from irp.fas.org. It's basically you can get older military publications from there. And this is techpolicy.press. This is nothing new, all right? All I could say is they are literally teaching our youth to the lowest level, because no one can get left behind. And these people are growing up into adulthood. They don't have any grasp of history. Their critical thinking skills have been diminished. And most of the young people today can't even read cursive. Now, I have an excuse. I have dyslexia. But even when I was a kid, I still could do it. I could still write my name. And if the cursive is big enough and loopy enough, I might be able to read it to a certain extent. But they're dumbing you down, all right? I mean, that's about as simple as I can put it, all right? Now we're talking about the wildfire thing here. Okay, so let's just check some data, shall we? All right, this here, total seasonal rainfall, historical season average, basically from 1944 to 2024, basically 80. I'm sure you can go back farther, but this is what I was able to find. All right, and you can, this is laalmacac.com, weather, /weather/WE09A.ph. But let's just look down here, okay? So California had no water, but they had basically, the year of 23-24, 22-23, they've had, basically record rain. 21-22, it was an inch and a half behind. Then, 2020 drought, the year before that, they're up an inch. And if you go down and you look at all this, it's all the same thing. All right, now they're saying climate change and everyone's crying about it here in 2024. But they had a drought from 2015 roughly to 2011. Okay, maybe they were starting to scream climate change then. But then 2010, 11, they're up 6 inches on rain. And look, you live in a desert. That's the way it's going to go. It has nothing to do with climate change. Oh, here, 04, 05, 26 and a half inches. Year before that, drought. Year before that, drought. Year before that, drought. 2000, 2001, they're up 3, almost 4 inches. Let's go all the way back down here. See what's going on here? Again, large, 5-6 years of drought. Good year. Drought, drought. Good year. Good year. Another drought. Good year. Good year. Good year. And this is the 70s and 80s. Okay. Again, then 3 more years before that of drought. You see what's going on here? This is nothing new. This is not climate change. Oh, check that. climate change happens all the time. All the time. But look at this. Like here, in 1951, 52, 19 inches of rain. Then prior to that, you had 4 years of drought. And I can almost guarantee you, if you roll this back to the 1800s, you're going to see the same fucking pattern. Big tech, mainstream media is doing the bidding of the 30-pound brains that want to put you in a 15-minute city, which is a hamlet. And they want to call you, they'll say you're citizens, but you're really a peasant, a pawn, a slave. You own nothing and like it.
Own nothing and be happy.
Now, they might be able to do that in fucking China, but that shit ain't going to fly here in the United States of America. All right, let's check this out here. Now, we talked about this is the rainfall. All right, now, this is basically wildfires from 1950 to 2021 or 2022. Here we go. Now, this one here, if you look, like we just showed you all the rain, right? There's nothing new. You know, you have like 2, 3, 4, 5 years of drought, then you have good rain, and it is what it is. But, you know, 1950, and they're just talking number of fires. All right, now, here we go. In, was it 1989? There was quite a bit. There was a spike. What you'll see here, if you follow this across, there's an upper and lower point, and it starts to rise right here in the 2000s. Now, what was going on in California, you know, starting in the late 90s and moving forward? Oh, that's right. Conservation. They don't want to, you know, rake the forests. They don't want to have fire breaks. What do you think is going to fucking happen? All right. And here we go. And oh, here we go. Well, what was that? 2009, we had 40 fires. And what was this? In 2021, they had 15. So when you look at that one, you take that across. It is what it is. But you're starting to see the upward trend here during the whole conservation shit. Now, don't get me wrong. There are ways we can still, you know, protect the wildlife and what have you. We just got to be smart about it. We are human beings. We can build hydrogen bombs. Why the fuck can't we use some of our creative intellect to come up with solutions? It can be done. Now, California, they pay so much in taxes. You need to ask, where the hell did that money go? They're trying to, like, buy houses for the homeless. They're not going to be able to keep those houses if they don't have jobs. And you can't create jobs when you have stifling regulations. Or if you want to build a factory to give a bunch of people jobs, great. It's going to take you 3 years before we even get to break the ground to build the facility. That's the progressives. That's the Democrats. Now, if you look at all of the blue cities, the big blue cities across this entire country, it could be in a red state or not, doesn't matter. They're virtually all shitholes. Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Seattle, Portland. Absolute shitholes. And there are some blue cities in Texas that are out of control. So you have to ask yourself this simple question. What exactly is going on? All right. Now, they have sold us this bill of goods about carbon emissions. Unless you're willing to wipe out all of China and all of India, there's absolutely nothing the rest of the world can do other than weaken ourselves to the point of lunacy to stop carbon emissions. Meaning, it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter if we cut ourselves to zero emissions. India and China are still skunking it up for the entire planet. Because guess what? The air moves around the entire goddamn planet. So if you really are into this whole climate change thing, how about you petition your governments to bring those jobs back here so we can actually have a hand in this craziness of this carbon emission bullshit? Because right now we don't. We're literally cutting our own throats with regulations and policies that aren't going to mean shit in the long run, plain and simple. Do I have a solution? No, I do not. All I can do is warn you and let you guys know that propaganda is being used against you hand over fist, and most of you don't even know it. I'm going to probably put together a short little video in regard, very similar to this, where you can identify it right off the bat and take steps to combat it. I'm going to say this one last thing, and I'm going to end this video because it's getting on the long side. Whenever you see something in the media that instantly gets an emotional response from you, you need to take a step back and turn the emotions off and do your research. Case in point, George Floyd. That officer was doing exactly what his department said he should do. He followed the procedures. Mr. Floyd had been abusing drugs for quite some time. He had severe health issues, and he wasn't a good guy. Look at his criminal record prior to this. And they hung that officer out to dry. Because when you looked at it, when the media got a hold of it, and we all saw it, everyone was enraged, including me. I should have known better. But now I do, and so do you. Take it easy. I will talk to you later.